engineered increase in mesophyll conductance improves photosynthetic efficiency in field trials. Overexpressing the CGR3 gene in a model crop led to a remarkable 8% increase in photosynthesis. Guest author Ali Arp has this report for Botany One.
Researchers recently found that by increasing porosity and reducing cell wall thickness, they could increase CO2 diffusion and uptake in a model crop. It is possible to engineer increased mesophyll conductance in plants, according to research from the Realizing Increased Photosynthetic Efficiency Project. Mesophyll conductance refers to the ease with which CO2 can move through a leaf cells before being turned into sugar, which is plant food. CO2 faces barriers as it moves through the leaf, including its own cell walls. This is one of the few successful tests of concept showing we can engineer an increase in mesophyll conductance and have it result in increased photosynthesis in the field, said Coralie Celeste Smith, a postdoctoral researcher and lead author on a paper about the research recently published in Plant Biotechnology Journal. Mesophyll conductance is a key component in photosynthesis, the process all plants use to convert sunlight, water, and carbon dioxide into energy and yields. In order for CO2 to reach the chloroplast, where it is turned into sugar, it travels through barriers like the cell wall. Thinner cell walls are associated with higher mesophyll conductance, suggesting that decreasing wall thickness could change how easily CO2 moves into cells, potentially boosting photosynthesis. A gene shown to alter cell wall components, CR3, was inserted into a model crop and planted in a field trial. The plants overexpressing CGR3 showed a 713% decrease in cell wall thickness and a 75% increase in the ability of CO2 to move through the cell wall compared to the plants without the gene, wild type. Together, these changes increased mesophyll conductance, resulting in an 8% increase in photosynthesis.
This modification worked in a model crop, but it is important to test what happens in soybean to see if the same improvements will be achieved and if that leads to improvements in yield.
That was the audio version of a blog post from Botany One, available at www.botany.one. Botany One is the weblog of the Annals of Botany Company, a charity set up to promote the study of plants.